from nature's treasure to potential poison, unveiling the truth about heated honey. Welcome to the Vital Veda podcast. I am your host, Dylan Smith. I'm an Ayurvedic health practitioner and holistic health educator who is really excited to share with you today this topic. It's something which is kind of overdue to appear on the Vital Veda podcast. It's been on the blog and in many lectures when I lecture around, this has been included, this topic. It's actually when I started lecturing Ayurveda around Australia and around my local city of Sydney, one thing I kind of made an effort to include in every lecture was to give a bit of a warning and a bit of a piece of knowledge about the dangers of heating honey. And it kind of is like, okay, once you know, you know, no more ignorance is bliss. And I kind of made the effort one at a time because I really thought and still believe today that the biggest flaw in the health system, the natural health system in the West, or the biggest flaw in the Western diet, you can say, and even beyond the West, but one of the biggest flaws in diet in general is heating honey. That is one of the greatest risk factors, but it's not all about risks and all about poison and toxicity. Honey is actually also nectar. It's very medicinal. It's nature's sweet nectar, and it was considered by the ancient Vedic sages as one of the most exceptional food items available to mankind. It constitutes unique medicinal properties that are par excellence, and all of this is certainly still prevails today, but only when used properly. And this is what we're going to talk about in this episode, because in stark contrast, when you heat honey, it is considered fatal. And in Ayurvedic medicine, the ancient science of life, the mother of medicines as it's known, this time-tested medical science which has been going on for millennia, heated honey in Ayurveda is considered fatal and considered as a classified toxic poison. Not only did the Vedic sages clearly warn civilizations about this, but now modern science is proving ancient wisdom, beginning to prove by confirming the toxicity of heated honey. Now, I understand that these words condemning heated honey seem harsh. Words like poison and toxin. They may seem radical, perhaps shocking, but many sages who are considered authentic authorities on the science of life that is Ayurveda used these exact words for this topic. This language was rarely used. Classifying something as a poison is actually rare. It happens. There's a big one of the eight parts of Ayurveda, one of the eight branches of Ayurveda is called Visha. It's toxicology. And it's other toxins, but heated honey is definitely one of them. And it's a significant one. But before we go into the toxicity of heated honey and the poison potential and how it can be like that, let's focus on the good first. Let's talk about the importance of honey. In Ayurveda, it's more a medicine, not so much a food. Honey is more preferred in little quantities. This is because honey contains the properties of difficult to digest. It's dry and astringent. If undigested, honey is very hard to eliminate out of the body. If it doesn't eliminate, it lodges in the body as ama, what we call in Ayurveda as ama, which means undigested food material, which is a root cause of most illness. Ama clogs the channels of the body. Imagine this thick, viscous, sticky, fluid-like substance. It clogs the channels of the body, it obstructs metabolic activity, and it prevents nutrients from being delivered into the cells, and it hampers the body's ability to remove waste from the channels. So this is why Charaka Samhita, one of the three main shastras of Ayurveda, the three main authority classical texts, says nothing is as troublesome as the ama caused by the improper intake of honey. Nothing is as troublesome as the ama caused by the improper intake of honey. So, ama, toxic undigested food material, the root cause of all disease, a sticky substance that lodges somewhere in the body depending on that person. For me, it might go to my blood. That's my weak spot. For you, it may go to your lungs because that's your weak spot. For you, it may go to your joints because that's the weak spot. Comes around the bend, the thick fluid gets stuck there. The lungs is a nice open space. It's easy for ama to get clogged there. For someone, it might go into their cardiovascular system and cause some pressure on the heart. For someone, it might go into the lower abdomen and cause some blockage in the uterine channel or the urinary channel or the menstrual blood. So this amma, this undigested food material, which can happen from improper use of honey, but can happen from improper use of any foods and also from poor ability to digest foods and any substances. We want, instead of amma, we want rasa, which is a thin fluid, a thin nutrient-rich fluid, which goes into the body after it's been digested, the stomach has taken the food, digested it, and then it converts that into rasa. Rasa is that thin fluid which feeds the tissues, it builds tissues, promotes longevity because our tissues are being well maintained, and it gives us energy and nutrients. The second option, the second potential which may happen from the food if it doesn't cause rasa or transform into rasa and feed the body is amma. And instead of being a thin fluid, amma is a thick fluid and it cannot penetrate into the cells and give us nutrients and energy. Rather, it blocks certain channels and clogs channels, creating problems. So, for example, eating cheese late at night will most probably cause amma unless you had an amazing supernatural digestive capacity. Or eating French fries for dinner, you know, deep fried hot chips, that's probably going to cause amma. And heating honey is going to cause a very troublesome type of amma. In fact, Charaka Samhita, this ancient Ayurvedic sage, said there's nothing more stronger, troublesome amma than improper honey. So, back to the importance of honey, the value of honey. It is called Ayurveda the best yogavahi, which means a catalyst. So, when I said honey is more about medicine, honey actually is used as a catalyst for herbs, which means it amplifies the properties of the herbs added to it. So that's why typically, if you have a consultation with me or you get herbs from our clinic and our practice, some of them are, or quite a few of them, more than a few, quite a handful of them are mixed with honey. Or you mix it yourself with honey because the honey takes that herb, delivers it more effectively in the body. This is also known as anupana, which means vehicle of administration. There's other anupanas, there's other vehicles of administration in Ayurveda, like ghee or milk or hot water, sugar, certain wines, certain decoctions. These are certain anupanas, certain vehicles to put the herbs into the body. So that is the anupana. Honey is one of the most common ones in Ayurveda, one of the main anupanas in Ayurvedic medicine. But as well as that, it is also yogavahi. So not only does it deliver, but when it's mixed with the herbs, it amplifies the properties of those herbs. So truly the best way to get your regular dose of honey is to incorporate it into a regular herbal regime intake. Now, I'm going to also talk later in this episode about other ways to take honey. But if you're not taking herbs, which I really believe everyone should be taking herbs in Ayurveda, we call it nitya rasayanas, daily elixirs. If you listening, yeah, I'm talking to you. If you appreciate putting good food into your body, good substances, take it to the next level. Like maybe you're eating organic. Maybe you're eating more from farmers markets or grown locally, or you grow yourself, or you're foraging and you're really understanding where your food comes from. You're great. Fantastic. You're putting more attention and energy towards your food, but take it to the next level and have the precious foods, have the precious plants, the precious substances. These are the therapeutic herbs. And the herbs that we work with at Vital Veda are kind of next level Ayurvedic medicines, like incomparable. It's specific, a lot related with the wild harvested, but it's more the processing of the herbs and the formulating of the herbs. Ayurveda herbalism is a whole nother level. You ask any herbalist who studies different modalities, they're like, Ayurveda, it's a whole nother level. But then you kind of get to what we work at Vital Veda and it's a whole nother level. So honey, great way to incorporate with herbs. What are some of the benefits of honey? Honey is really good for the eyes. It improves eyesight. It's very useful for itchy eyes, for conjunctivitis, glaucoma, other similar eye diseases. It's an excellent scraper. This is one of the key qualities of honey, whether it's scraping the amma, the undigested food material in the digestive tract to then be eliminated, or even for mature cataracts, right? When the lens of the eye becomes progressively opaque, the honey has an ability to scrape the eyes, to stop the growth of this membrane. And this is why in Ayurveda, in Vital Veda, at Vital Veda, we have one of my favorite, and I mean this, we have over 300 herbal formulas. One of my personal favorite is the Netra Amrit eye drops. It's a combination of a bunch of herbs and a bit of honey. And you put these eye drops in before sleep, it stings a bit. You know, depending on how much you need it, it will sting more. If it's your first time, it may be shocking of how much it stings. But only the good news is it only stings for maybe 10 to 20 seconds. And that sting is this scraping quality. These herbal eye drops called Netra Amrit, which means eye nectar, it is literally scraping the toxins, scraping the fatigue, scraping potential cataract buildup in the eye. And then after that 10, 20, maybe 30 second slight sting, the eyes feel amazing. It's this invigoration of clarity. And why it's Netra Amrit eye nectar is it not only scrapes, but it also nourishes. It has certain lubricated substances in it, which nourishes as well. So very good for dry eyes. So that's one example of honey being putting into the eye specifically through eye drops, but also even internally in Ayurvedic preparations, it can help. So heart health, another reason. It's wonderful for the heart. The sweetness of honey gives pleasure to pacify the emotional heart. And the scraping quality, which in Ayurveda we call lenkana, that removes the ama, that thick fluid, which is blocking the heart, valves, and arteries. So as you can see, what we said is most troublesome ama is honey, but also when used properly, it is very effective to remove ama from the body. So this is the thing, you know, every substance can be poison or can be nectar. And honey is a prime example of that, a very easily tangible, obvious example. So honey also is great for the skin. You can apply it topically on wounds, on burns or cuts or skin diseases or ulcers. It's an easy home remedy to clean the area and hasten the healing. The astringent effect can really help heal the wounds and the cuts and open wounds, especially mixing it with a bit of turmeric. Put it on like a bleeding, an open wound. It's very good to kind of close it up, and it has a fantastic antiseptic effect. Not only the honey, but also the turmeric also helps stop the bleeding, both honey and turmeric. Just make a little mix. I used to keep that as a first aid kit all the time. Still do sometimes when I go camping, but I've kind of got a bit more complex herbal preparations, which I now take with me, but that's a fantastic one. Honey's good for digestion. It's considered a boon for those with low digestion. This is because it scrapes away the kapha, that heavy sluggish activity, which is coating on top of the pitta, which is the digestive fire. So someone's agni, which we call manda agni, if someone's digestion is low, the honey scrapes away that coating, that heaviness, which is kapha avarana in Ayurveda, which means it's creating that covering of our digestive fire. It's blocking the potential. So some honey in the right amounts, and that's a key, right amount, can help scrape that away. Helps with diarrhea, helps regulate acid levels, and of course it is really a vital ingredient during Panchakarma, which is Ayurveda's detox and rejuvenation program, for when we're doing certain treatments, cleansing treatments like Basti and Vamana. Honey is also really good for respiratory health. It benefits lung health, any imbalance of the lungs, it can help. It contains higher alcohols and ethereal oil that emits a soothing and beneficial vapors on the lungs. So couple this with a combination of Ayurvedic respiratory herbs, and you have like a great formula for the respiratory tract. That's why things like Swasakasanta Yog mixed with honey, or Swasananda Leham mixed, you can either mix it with honey or just have by itself. So many different things, having some black pepper, ginger, cardamom, and galangalore or raw turmeric. These things mixed with honey, you can make your own remedies. Right? It's good for coughs. It helps soothe inflamed mucous membranes, the upper respiratory tract, relieves irritating cough and symptoms like difficulty in swallowing. It's also one of the most powerful anti-inflammatory foods for inflammation anywhere in the body. Another herbal formula which does this is Anansid Yog, which literally means nutritious immune-boosting bliss. Anansid Yog, and all these are in the show notes. All this, you can check out more of about what I'm mentioning, and also some scientific references, and also references to the Shastras explaining all these health benefits. But that Anansid Yog is herbs mixed with honey, and it's really good to strengthen the respiratory tract and really good prevention and good immune enhancer. So you can read all about this. Honey is really good for weight loss and obesity and diabetes. It's known as Kapha Nisaraka. And Kapha, well, Nisaraka, ni means takeaway, sara essence. So it's known to, with its astringent quality, and taken in small amounts, it takes away the essence of kapha. And kapha is that factor for fluids, excess fat, and heaviness in the body. Another good thing about honey is it's stambana, which means stopping. So it can literally stop the overproduction of certain tissues, of certain dhatus, like the fat tissue, metal dhatu. Right quantities is the key, because if you take it in over quantities, it's going to actually cause the opposite effect and a toxic effect. But this is the thing. Everything can be poison or nectar. And for a weight loss remedy, for example, you can boil water at night, keep it overnight. The next morning, add 1 teaspoon of honey and 1 teaspoon of lemon juice to the room temperature water and drink first thing in the morning after brushing your teeth and scraping your tongue. I'm going to get to later in this episode about how much honey to have a day. What's the sweet spot? Literally, no pun intended. So also honey is a great aphrodisiac and ojas booster. Ojas is that vitality, that vital essence, those reproductive fluids. But beyond the reproductive fluid, it's the essence of our body, of our whole tissues. It's our immunity. It's our ability to reproduce. It's that glow that we see in a baby, that bliss. So honey increases that and increases an aphrodisiac. That's due to its sweet taste and its sweet post-digestive effect. When taken right, it's one of the few foods that can metabolize so well that it nourishes all the body tissues and quickly and directly nourishes and builds ojas, that vital essence. That's due to its yogavahi, the quality, the catalyst fact, and especially when combined with aphrodisiac herbs, it is very effective for low libido, premature ejaculation, low sperm count, reproduction, fertility. That's why we have herb fertility schmitti, which is mixed with honey. Fertility schmitti, schmitti means the cellular memory of health. So that restores the memory of fertility, whether you're having fertility problems or not, whether you just want to conceive consciously and you want to optimize your conception. When you take fertility schmitti, it reminds the body of the juiciness of its fertility, that real underlying essence and that vigor and vitality. That's also why for babies in Ayurveda, there's a classical formula called Swana Prasha, and it's literally mixing gold ash, a very specific preparation of gold ash called Swarna Basma, with a tiny bit of honey, like a drop of honey, not even. And we give this at the baby's birth, and we give this monthly on a certain day for Ayurvedic immunization. And you can read about that on our website. I even did a podcast episode on Ayurvedic immunization. But why I bring that up is because the smallest amount of honey can give that immunity, and especially when mixed with the herbs. You might be thinking, oh, I've heard babies can't eat honey till they're one because of this or that. Well, it's the smallest amount, and in Ayurveda, they've been doing it for thousands of years. So other benefits of honey I want to quickly touch on. It breaks up solidified materials inside the body. It relieves thirst. It mitigates kapha. It mitigates poison, mitigates hiccups, bleeding diseases, skin diseases, diabetes, worms, vomiting, difficulty in breathing, cough, diarrhea, cleanses the ulcers, unifies fractures, and heals wounds. So those are a few of them we've been mentioned. We've got references to all these in the show notes, but especially with that weight loss, isn't it interesting? You know, honey's not only sweet. The secondary taste is astringent, and that kind of pulling and drying effect can help dry up fluids. We're going to go into ways to take honey later, but first, honey's poisonous potential. Let's look on the other hand, because if one goes about heating honey, it can easily acquire a poisonous and toxic quality. When honey is heated past body temperature, 37 degrees Celsius, it becomes poison. This is super important. When it is heated beyond body temperature, 37 degrees Celsius, it becomes poison. You may even hear other Ayurvedic practitioners, Ayurvedic doctors, Ayurvedic teachers who have been teaching for decades say it's okay if the water's warm, or they may say if you can comfortably rest your pinky finger in the cup of warm water or warm drink, then the temperature is okay to add the honey. But no, the temperature deadly point, or the poison point, another word for smoke point, is 37 degrees Celsius, around that body temperature. When heated, the molecules in honey metamorphose into a glue-like structure. It adheres to the gut membrane, which clogs the channels and reduces this ama. This ama becomes a sly nuisance that is very difficult to remove the body, and The great sage, Vaidya Raju, the Ayurvedic doctor and the sage, he said it takes many panchakarmas to remove heated honey. Panchakarmas is an intensive Ayurvedic detox and rejuvenation program, which is typically done in India for about a month. And he said it takes many of panchakarmas to remove heated honey. He also said 100 liters of honey can be spoiled with one drop of hot water. Poison. That's what Vaidya Raju said. Now, modern science is interestingly proving ancient wisdom, and this is also no surprise, it happens sometimes. There was a study which showed when honey is heated, it produces a chemical called hydroxymethylfulfuride. Long name, abbreviation, it's called HMF. It's a carcinogenic toxin which is linked in certain forms to toxicity and possible links to cancer. So, this was a study done called 5-hydroxymethylfulfuride levels in honey and other food products, effects on bees and human health. You can check that out by Unmay Mahufuza Shalpa and MD Sholayam and Nadia Almam, Ibrahim Khalil, Shiu Kulgan. If you want, the link is in the show notes if you want to check that study. But there's not many studies on heated honey. I'm sure there will be more coming out more, but it's not really something that there's not much money involved, so when there's not much money involved, studies don't usually get produced. But yes, this heat melts the microscopic globules of wax, which is where the bees store this toxic chemical that we know of, and possibly more toxic chemicals, probably more, I would say, because of how much Ayurveda stressed the toxicity of this. The wax in this, in which in cases the toxic substances, is only eliminated straight out the body if it's not heated. So we can eat regular honey or raw honey, unheated honey, and these microscopic globules of wax will contain this toxin, HMF, and probably more toxins. And it just goes straight out the body, eliminates out the body. But if the honey is heated, the toxin gets leached and leaked out into the honey. So beware of heated honey. How do you beware of heated honey? First of all, look at the honey you buy. It should be unheated and it should be all raw. These days, they're talking about it, they're mentioning whether it's unheated or raw on the package, because now it's known that when you heat honey, it loses nutrient value. But what is not known in the mainstream certainly is that it's not only losing nutrient value, but more importantly, it is poison. Very difficult to remove poison out of the body. So check the honey label. Other than that, what is the best really is to speak to your beekeeper, speak to the farmer, go to the farmer's markets, find resources of beekeeping. You can see on the Vital Veda podcast, we did a wonderful episode with Simon on honey and bees, mostly on bees, the science of bees. And there's resources, particularly in Australia, of how you can find a local beekeeper. And you can check out the resources in the show notes and you'll find the link to that episode with Simon, all about bees. Also, don't add honey to any food or hot drink. Any food that's hot, any drink. So for example, don't add honey to chai, don't add honey to tea, to your ginger lemon tea, to your porridge, honey soy chicken, honey cake, etc. You're much safer to leave this out altogether rather than letting the food or drink cool down. Right back to this thing which Ayurvedic doctors are teaching. Let it cool down a bit, then add the honey. Nah, don't even risk it. 37 degrees is the point. Also check honey as an ingredient in packaged foods, whether it's cereals, breads, baked goods, muesli, sauces, bars, other quote-unquote health food products. If they include honey, well, chances are they're probably including honey that's been heated when it's been extracted, which is the most common thing. When one thing that beekeepers will do is to get the honey off the comb more easily, they'll use a hot knife or they'll use some heated rod. So this is one way that honey can be heated in the extraction process. So that's why if a food has honey, even if it's not heated, like if you found chocolate with honey, still there's a couple things you want to look at. One is the honey itself. You don't know if it's heated or not when the beekeeper got it out. And number two, when they melt the chocolate, are they melting it with the honey? I've found, for example, a chocolate brand in US, when they make the chocolate, it had honey in it. And when they, first of all, the honey was raw honey. And when they make it, they only add the honey later. Or you may get some sweet treats or cakes where they're adding the honey once it's cooled. So you can have honey in other foods. You just got to really know and know your food well. So now, Ayurveda even talks about, and this is how sensitive honey is, and we're going to get into a bit later, but I've been eating heated honey for ages. We're going to get into that. But first of all, Ayurveda even prohibits eating honey during fever and during hot summers. So even then, like if you have a fever, you're above body temperature, it says you don't eat it. It becomes toxic. Or even in the very hot summers, if it's 40 degrees, you avoid it. And if you drink a tea or you eat a spoon of honey, you have to wait 10 minutes before drinking a tea, right? I'll say that again. You have your morning herb with honey. You got to wait at least 10 minutes before drinking hot water or tea because the hot will interact. So who is to say that heated honey is not a primary cause in diseases like colon cancer, infertility, children dying at birth or soon after birth? It'll be a while till science conducts studies like these and correlates it, but it definitely is a contributing cause. So you're probably thinking, I've been eating honey so much in my life, I've had so much heated honey. Me too. I used to add honey in my ginger and lemon drink when I was sick. I used to add honey into my porridge, right? But now you know, wisdom starts now. And this is really an accumulative effect. And once again, how much do we know this heated honey is contributing to our problems? Maybe if you stop it and you're doing it every day, then you'll notice effect. But if it's, for most people, it's not an everyday thing. And it's just that gradual buildup of toxicity, but a significant toxin. Another way that the heated honey got into our culture is there was an epidemic in the Middle East, and they had to ask Ayurveda for some, this was a few thousand, maybe a few hundred years ago or a thousand, I'm not sure, but my teacher was telling this story recently on his tour to Australia in early 2023, and he was talking about how there were some epidemics in the Middle East, and they were asking the Ayurvedic sages for some help. This was at least maybe in the millennia ago, centuries or millennia ago, but they asked the Ayurvedic doctors for advice, and what they said is for this particular epidemic to give heated honey, because heated honey is actually medicine in Ayurveda, very rare medicine, for example, in enemas, mainly, that's it. And for this particular epidemic, which was going on in the Middle East, they gave it because when it's heated, it has some quick action. Anyway, they got this, but they didn't realize how to use it, and it kind of stayed around that trend. So this is kind of also one of the ways how it may even be embedded in some cultures long term. But this is the thing, some of these parts of wisdom, they get misinterpreted. So I want to share with you a few other things about honey, which is interesting. First of all, honey gets better with age, right? In Ayurveda, we recommend using honey at least 2 months old. So you don't want to be using new honey. It's heavier to digest. It has more kapha. And when you let it age, it increases the activity levels. It crystallizes. This is a good thing if it crystallizes. Make sure you store it well in a great glass container and start collecting. Start collecting honey. I've been collecting honey for nearly a decade. I've got some very special honeys. A lot of them I've used in herbal formulas. I need to, you know, back in the day when I started, I wasn't doing the quantities that I knew I would be needing to prepare herbs, but we prepare all our herbs that are mixed with honey that you get from Vata Veda. They prepare with special honey from our collection. You can even buy some of the honey from our collection online under Jelly Bush Honey. We have some Jelly Bush, which is related with the Manuka honey that we sometimes sell if we have stock and if we feel we can and we limit the amount. But get collecting, get a good quality honey and just store it in a nice cool place, a dark place. It doesn't have to be a fridge. Keep it in, not in a fridge, but somewhere nice, cool and dark, and keep it going, right? Another thing about honey, which is a very poisonous factor, and it's kind of a bit, you come across it when you learn more about Ayurveda, but it's about honey with mixed with equal quantities of ghee can quote unquote cause death, right? Even heated honey also can, quote unquote, cause death, a slow death. So honey mixed with equal quantities of ghee, it's about weight. So if you are mixing honey and ghee, which some people do for herbal preparations, make sure it's not with weight. Now, once again, you've eaten honey in the past, fear not. Even a little quantity can be digested with good physiology. But I do want to share with you some more quotes, which are great. One of them is by the Bible, and it says, "Eat honey, my son, for it is good." Right, that's Proverbs 24:13 from the Bible. And then another one from Vaidya Jayaraju was, "Even Brahma cannot cure the heated honey." And that is Brahma, the great creator. So I want to end with ways to take honey that you can take. As I said, definitely in herbal preparations, that's the ideal. If you don't take herbal preparations, just take it itself as a tonic. maybe 1 teaspoon early morning. It should be the first taste of the day, of course, after brushing teeth and scraping tongue. Fruit and honey is a great way to have it. Honey drizzled on fruit, especially honey and grapefruit, is a great breakfast for weight loss. Make sure you eat the white pith of the grapefruit. And honey and yogurt. Yogurt is actually one of the most heaviest foods in Ayurveda. And it said it should not be eaten alone, but it should be either eaten with honey, amalaki, or mung soup, green gram soup, to make it more easily digestible. So honey and yogurt is a great snack, although yogurt you need to be careful about it is heavy to digest and is definitely one of the more ama-causing foods. So this is about it. It's pretty cool. You've learned about ama today. I really want to emphasize episode number 31 of the Vital Veda podcast, Bees, Crucial Beings for Health on Earth, with Simon Mulvaney. Great podcast. Back to episode 31. Simon was basically a hippie who was protecting bees and really passionate about bees, and he started exposing all the fake honeys and the adulterated honeys and started exposing these mass corporations who produce honey, and they started filing lawsuits on him, and he got into this huge law fight. He got kind of famous because he was writing such good blog articles, and then this lawsuit came up and he was just calling out all these big corporations of adulterated corrupt honey, which was really also destroying bees. And yeah, he just knows a lot about bees. So it's called Bees, Crucial Beings for Health on Earth, episode 31 with Simon Mulvaney, because we talk all about bees and the magnificent qualities about them. So way to go from now. Have honey as medicine. Stop now eating heated honey, even if you have, and really make it a thing. It's not just, oh yeah, occasionally I'll have it, but when I see honey on a tea stall, like I go to, whether it's events or when I go to someone's house and they have the little teas out and they have teacups and the hot water and the self-service stations, the tea stations, that's what I'm talking about. And there's honey there. Like, you know, I got to put it away. I don't usually kind of preach Ayurveda on people. Like I don't preach Ayurveda on people. If I see someone kind of eating milk and banana together, which is a very incompatible food combination, so maybe they're having even a banana with yogurt, like I'm just at an event or I'm at a cafe and someone's eating it, or my friend even is eating it, I won't say, hey mate, like, you know, this is really incompatible, it's a significant cause of skin disease. Or if they're drinking ice cold water, or they're drinking soda water, or some like incompatible food combination, or whatever, they're going for a shower right after they ate lunch with us, or they're going in for a swim into the beach after we ate a big lunch, I'm not going to say, dude, like, you know, that's not good for your digestion. You just ate lunch. You need to keep the blood in your digestive tract. I don't usually step in and say stuff like that. But once I was with my teachers in India, and they said, look, if you see someone eating honey, you really have to say something. You can't let them ingest that poison. So that's the one thing that I do say to people. That's the one, if I see the honey at the tea stall, I'll literally take it and put it away in the cupboard or something. Hope this podcast episode helps spread the dangers of heated honey, just like I really made a point in my early days of lecturing, every lecture to mention this so that we could spread this knowledge. Because the thing is, people don't realize it, they can't feel it straight away, but believe me, Ayurvedic texts don't say these words like poison and death lightly at all. They really don't. But when the Shastra says it, when great sages like Vaidyajaya Raju says it, it's something to really consider. And I hope you consider it too. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. Please share it. Damn, this podcast needs to be shared. Take a screenshot, share it, send it to your friend who eats heated honey. As I said, heated honey is the one thing that you got to really step in and tell people about. So join me on that revolution. And if you want to go into more intimate with me about your personal health, book a consultation with me. You can just go to Vital Veda Instagram, click the link in bio and book a consultation. Otherwise, vitalveda.com.au/bookings. And it's a process of me working with you on optimizing your health in all levels, mind, body, as well as spiritual, but particularly on the physiology and a holistic approach, a natural approach, and making you self-sustainable in balancing yourself. And what is appropriate for you? What's your unique circumstance? Where do you live? Do you got a full-time job? Do you have a family? What are you capable of achieving? And then working in line with your, how much can you adapt to what needs to be given and what you need to do and finding the right sweet spot. Okay, this is achievable for me to do. These medicines are suitable for me with my other protocols that I'm doing, and basically restoring the memory of health. Even if you have a chronic health condition, even if you've got autoimmune for decades, you've had a cough, asthma for decades, you've had skin disease, whatever it is, gynecological disease, heavy bleeding, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you still have the memory of health. And that's what Ayurveda is about. It's about restoring that memory, reminding the body of health. So if you want to work with me, you can book a consultation. I do online consultations as well as clinic in Sydney and Northern New South Wales and a bit of traveling. All right, my friend, until next time, thanks for listening. Much love.